WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. We're at 66 degrees. The time is now 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With his reelection effort becoming more complicated, President Biden will hold a solo news conference this afternoon at the conclusion of the NATO summit.
Vermont's Peter Welch has become the first Democrat in the Senate to publicly call for Biden to step aside. And the website Axios reports Senate leader Chuck Schumer is privately signaling to donors that he's open to Biden dropping out. Schumer said this to reporters Tuesday.
As I've said before, I'm with Joe.
In the House, at least nine Democrats are now calling on Biden to withdraw. And former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent shockwaves through the Capitol saying she'll support whatever decision the president makes.
The Senate passed and sent to President Biden the Federal Prison Oversight Act to field and investigate complaints in the wake of rampant sexual abuse and other criminal misconduct by federal prison staff. A bipartisan group of senators announced a deal on legislation barring members of Congress, their spouses, and dependent children from trading in stocks. This is a days since Hurricane Beryl's passage, and there are still about a million homes and businesses in the Houston area without electric power. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
When it's pitch black at night, when it's hot as Hades during the day, you don't have access to food that you normally had. It's a miserable situation, and you need to know that we care about that.
It could be days before power is fully restored. Memphis federal judge Mark Norris ruled that Julie Pereira has a constitutional right to post a yard sign with profane language condemning both President Biden and former President Trump. The sign reading, F them both, 2024, except the sign was uncensored. Lakeland, Tennessee fined Pereira for violating its regulation against obscene material on signs. The judge ruled Lakeland has no business regulating people's points of view. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible today, a high of 82. East to southeast winds at 2 to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, isolated showers early, then clearing, patchy fog later, a low of 61. Friday, plenty of sunshine and warm, a high of 85. Friday night, mainly clear and pleasant, a low of 63. Saturday, 87, very warm and muggy with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. A slight chance of rain on Sunday and a high of 92. In Richland Center, following an earlier reading today of 68, we are at our overnight low with clear skies. Yesterday's high was 84, so we'll get in that vicinity again today, maybe a little cooler than yesterday. We started out at 66 degrees. Today is Thursday, July 11th. It is time to officially start the new broadcast day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
with my eyes on Jesus, he's cloudy blue. I can hardly wait. Oh, Lord, I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait to get on board my glory flight. Stewards of angels, carry me away to the city of light. A living stream, freely flowing with a crystal gleam. I can hardly wait.
I can hardly wait.
I can hardly wait.
We start today in a positive way with a promised quartet, and I can hardly wait. Before that, a national anthem sung by Tricia Yearwood. Hello, my friends. Phil Nee with you. We have an action-packed day today. Lots of things to tell you about on the Milk House Show. But then later today, chances for you to win. We're going to have some in-studio guests later on today as well. Might even have some little animals make their way into the studios. I'm not talking about human guests either that act like animals. No, we're going to have maybe some fun with the Tiny Acres crew a little later on today on the old morning show. So, yeah, stay with us. Coming up, a look at sports. We can tell you that the Brewers bounced back, and it was all Brewers last night with an 8-0 win over the visiting Pirates. That's good news for Brewer fans. We'll check that out for you in a few minutes today when we share with you the latest sports. Well, let's get the chores going. Here's Waylon Jennings.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati. Still do. Yeah, I'm a
mess around with any old rambling man. She's the only girl that I am thinking of. Every night I hold her tight inside my dreams, and then I cry, 'cause I know that she will never be here by my side. I just wanna hold her, I got to hold her. Oh, if I could hold her, I'd hold her so tight. And if I could hold you, babe, well, I'd hold you with all of my might. And if she stood next to me, I'd be as proud as I could be, 'cause now there's nothing left to hide, my dear. I want you here by my side.
That's Todd Cerrata on WRCO Radio. Light in the Mill, Cal Show, coming your way today. It's 13 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Today is Thursday, July 11th. A reminder, St. John's Walk with Grace team will host an all-you-can-eat pizza buffet fundraiser from 4:30 until 7:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. That's tonight. Cost is $12 for adults, $7 for children, 10 and under. Raffle prizes will also be available today. And Wendy Sue, a Wisconsin-based touring artist and professional singer-songwriter, will be performing a concert of contemporary Christian songs and traditional hymns at the annual outdoor concert at Highland Village Park. That starts at 6:30 tonight. The concert is sponsored by Christ Lutheran Church in Highland, and those attending should bring their own lawn chairs. A freewill offering will be collected, and members of the Circle A 4-H Club will be providing face painting, and Christ Lutheran Youth will be serving lemonade, cookies, and freezer pops. Some good summertime fare there for the concert tonight featuring Wendy Sue in Highland. Coming up, a check of sports scores along the way, some info on the day as we improve on today. Looks like it's going to be a better day weather-wise, maybe just a little bit cooler. And the other thing that I'm a little bit happy about is if you read the forecast, it's not calling for as much rain for the weekend. Now, we could be still in line for that and still going to be in line for some warmer conditions, some heat into the 90s. But at least at this point, yesterday they were strongly suggesting lots of rain chances during the day, Saturday and Sunday. At this point, not. But again, it could change. We'll see. 66 at WRCO. Here's Tracy Lawrence.
I work, 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 day after day, 50-hour week, 40-hour pay. I don't time to get over all this overtime. Yeah, I'm always running, I'm always running behind. I got a Friday night date with my sweetheart. I'm already late and the car won't start. Lord, I feel like kicking that car and crying. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. All my life I spend this way, $1 short and one day late. I won't run lower on the ladder I'm trying to climb. If I ever get lucky, if I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Lord, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Oh, Lord.
Tracy Lawrence on the Light in the Milk House show and running behind. It is 18 minutes after 5.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Tobias Myers pitched 8 scoreless innings, and Rhys Hoskins and Willie Adames homered as the Milwaukee Brewers cruised past the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-0. Myers didn't allow a hit until Brian Reynolds' leadoff single in the 4th. The rookie right-hander gave up 4 hits, struck out 6, walked 1, and threw 103 pitches in his 13th start. Adames hit a 3-run home run in the 8th and finished with 4 RBIs. The Pirates had homered in 12 consecutive games at American Family Field entering the game, including five on Tuesday night. So the Brewers kept the ball in the ballpark. Elsewhere in the National League, Mets 6-2 over Washington, Philadelphia 4, the Dodgers 3, Colorado 6-5 over Cincinnati. Arizona beat Atlanta 7-5. In the American League, White Sox 3, Minnesota 1. Minnesota won the nightcap 3-2. Detroit 5-4 over Cleveland, Yankees 2, Tampa Bay 1, Oakland 5-2 over Boston, Angels 7, Texas 2. Interleague action, Kansas City 6-4 over St. Louis, Seattle beat San Diego 2-0, Cubs 4, Baltimore 0, Kansas City 8-5 over St. Louis in the nightcap, Houston 9-1 over Miami, and Toronto 10-6, winners against San Francisco. And for USA Basketball, the road to the Paris Olympics has started with a win. Anthony Davis scored 13 points, Stephen Curry added 12, and the United States opened its tune-up schedule for the Paris Games by topping Canada 86-72 on Wednesday evening.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
5:21 the time, and it is time to officially jumpstart the day. Putting the jumper cables on with the aerobic polka today. Here we go. Yerkovich and the band and the Mon Pa's polka right there for Mon Pa. Good for what ails you this morning. Wow, it is 66 degrees. Yes, a little on the muggy side, but not bad. Cool of the day compared to what it'll be later on today. 82 with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible later on. That's kind of the forecast in a nutshell today. Here's Mel Tillis on the Mel Cal Show.
Hurry, hurry, but I'm there on time. I walk right up and I knock knock on your door.
The landlord says she ain't here no more. I ain't never,
oh darling,
seen nobody like you. Whoop, whoop, but I love you.
Yeah, I love you, girl. I
love you just the same. What's wrong with you? I ain't never,
oh darling,
seen nobody like you. Whoop, whoop, but I love you.
Yeah, I love you, girl. I
love you just the same. Love you just the same. I love you just the same.
And said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley. There was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. The battle stopped and the smoke cleared. There was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar.
At the altar.
Praying
for the lovers
that he was
in the valley of the gun.
Well,
Ray Charles and Willie Nelson on WRCO Radio, The Light in the Milk House Show. As we head toward a high of 82 later with isolated showers and thunderstorms, plenty of sunshine and warm tomorrow and a high of 85. 87 Saturday with a 30% chance of spotty showers in the afternoon. And Sunday, 92. Hot and humid with a slight chance of showers. Right now in Richland Center, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 66 at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
A House Ag Committee member wants earlier action on the farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer Brand Z Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. First, farmers gathered in North Iowa Wednesday to learn about adding vegetables to their row crop operations. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from a Practical Farmers of Iowa field day.
Host farmer Steve Rahoot grows onions, potatoes, corn, and soybeans and says there's interest in vegetable production.
And trying to figure out if there's a way to try and grow more vegetables and produce, and maybe get some ideas on what they can do on their farms.
He tells Brownfield farmers are responding to consumer interest in where their food comes from.
There's been like a real push to have like locally grown. They want to know their farmer.
Rahoot says growing vegetables can be a challenge, but finding a market is often more difficult.
Showcasing what we have available, emphasizing that we're locally grown, that we have high quality, and just building that relationship.
Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
In a House Ag Committee hearing Wednesday, ranking member David Scott said he's concerned about the lack of bipartisanship and progress on a new farm bill.
I had a word with Speaker Johnson. My feeling is Speaker Johnson will not bring this bill to the floor for a vote because it was not written as a serious bill. It was written to be used as a campaign slogan.
Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson has previously said the bill is expected to be considered in the full House in September, but Scott said the bill needs to be brought to the floor for a vote soon because time is running out to pass a bill. What a difference a year can make. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association summer business meeting in San Diego.
A year ago, Southwest Missouri cow-calf operator Charlie Bescher was worried about feed supplies and had to make the difficult decision to cull part of his herd. He tells Brownfield conditions didn't improve over the winter and he was really worried heading into spring.
But the good Lord blessed us about the middle of April and we started getting some moisture. It's been coming as needed. We probably put up one of the best hay crops we've had in about 5 years.
Bescher says producers are more optimistic now, especially with high prices and green grass. But he says he's still not ready to rebuild.
We're still in the rehabilitation mode after the drought.
From San Diego, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A Bayer agronomist says it's been a year for the bugs. Lance Tarchione, who covers Western Illinois, tells Brownfield.
The year of stink bugs, of aphids, cutworm. It's the year of corn rootworm, plenty of Japanese beetles. It's the worst alfalfa weevil year that I can recall.
He says thus far, stink bugs have had the largest impact. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137. Or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Direct cash cattle trade picked up steam and cash hogs were steady to lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had a light trade reported in most major feeding areas on Wednesday, with southern live deals marked at 188, steady with Tuesday's business, and northern dress sales were at 312, $2 lower than the previous week. At the Ozark Regional Stockyards in Missouri, Tuesday's sale featured steer and heifer calves under 700 pounds selling $10 to $15 higher compared to the most recent sale. Heavier weights were $2 to $4 higher. Cash prices remained strong despite a sharp drop in choice box beef prices. USDA says demand was good on a light supply. Feeder supply included 51% steers and 46% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef closed lower, with choice down $1.61 at $3.24.05 and select down 37 cents at $3.03.94. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to sharply lower, with heavy closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. Buyers were able to use their leverage to secure the needed near-term numbers, while keeping an eye on demand. Wholesale business continues to be inconsistent, with wide swings this week in some of the individual primal cuts. The average barrel and gilt weight in the Iowa, Southern Minnesota, South Dakota reporting area last week was 285.3 pounds. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $3.41, with a base range of $83 to $91. The Iowa Minnesota was down $3.49, with a weighted average of $87.31. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $60. Sows were steady at $54 to $60. Boars were priced at $18. Illinois Direct sows were $2 lower, with a base range of $53 to $65. Boars were priced at 8 to 28. Pork values closed higher on Wednesday, up 57 cents at 94.32. Estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head. At the CME, live cattle futures were down and feeders were sharply lower, watching the direct cash markets. Lean hog futures were pressured by the steady to lower cash during the session and the ongoing uncertainties about domestic pork demand. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Direct cattle business Wednesday was mostly a 188 live and 312 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down and corn was mostly lower, with both watching development weather. August beans were 18 lower at 11.13 and a quarter, and September was down 13 and three quarters at 10.63 and three quarters. September corn was up 1 3/4 at 3.95 and three quarters. December was down a penny and a quarter at 4.07 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were lower, watching that direct trade develop. August live was down a dime at 182.25, and October was 10 lower at 183.20. August feeders were down $1.37 at 254.35. And with questions about domestic demand, August hogs were 3.72 lower at 84.67. October lean was down 2.45 at 68.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A show-and-tell model for spreading the word on beef sustainability. Today on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Cattle producers have heard plenty lately about their industry's purported impact on the climate, but the narrative may not be accurate in every case. Take Brady Wolf of Clear Springs Cattle Company in Starbuck, Minnesota.
We are in a very advantageous spot. We have an on-farm vacation rental, and just to get people to come from the metro Twin Cities area, and they stay right in the house on the farm, right out the kitchen window is cows on grass. They just love to see that. They've been shown images of feed yards, and they think that that's where those animals spend their whole life, and there's that misconception. And so I think telling our story, starting at the calf level, all the way through that life cycle of that animal, is a great opportunity to show what these cattle can do and what they can do for our landscapes.
Wolf's situation is effective on a small scale, but he wonders,
how do we get that to a larger audience? I mean, we're trying to do it with one group of renters every weekend all summer, but we're not making a very big dent with just the 20 people once a week. But there's definitely a story there to be told.
Another voice weighs in tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
A researcher would like to see some of the USDA money for milk loss go to prevention of H5N1. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Dr. Keith Paulson is with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab. He says the more than $825 million from the ELAP program for the loss of milk doesn't adequately address prevention. He questions how the program will incentivize producers and processors to embrace effective surveillance.
I don't think we need to test every cow on every farm every day, but it would be really helpful if we had better surveillance to really understand where we need to put those resources.
Paulson says the ELAP funding is designed to go to farmers with herds already affected by H5N1, but he'd like to see some of that money help improve biosecurity.
Understanding what's coming out of the farm, what's going off the farm, maybe putting in other tools like boot washes or a truck wash, or really guiding and putting trucks in only one spot, changing traffic patterns on the farm.
Paulson says there are many barriers preventing more milk testing, including political barriers, since USDA oversees milk that is in the cow and the Food and Drug Administration has oversight after milk gets into the bulk tank. So he questions how additional milk samples would get to the lab. Illinois is following the lead of Minnesota and Wisconsin, now requiring lactating dairy cattle participating in fairs to be tested for H5N1 beginning July 17th. So far, Illinois has no reported cases of the disease. Cash dairy prices were mostly steady Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 49 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a quarter of a cent at 197 with one sale. Barrels unchanged, 194, one sale. Butter went down 3.5 cents to 310.5 with nine sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 118, two sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevaxFields scale demonstration trials.
Good morning. The forecast for today, Thursday, July 11th, a high of 82 with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible today. Tonight, a low of 61, isolated showers early, then clearing. Friday, plenty of sunshine and warm and a high of 85. Saturday, 87 with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. Right now, WRCO studios, we're at 66, up 1 degree from the overnight low. Skies have turned a bit cloudy, but at least it's not as foggy as it has been some days this week. Good Thursday morning to you. We head back to music on the Light in the Milk House show.
Breaking hearts left and right. Had a new one on his arm last night. Telling friends she was more than something. And I watched them walk out the door. She was a looker, but he wanted more. He said, if I don't like what the morning brings, I can always change. But I couldn't live that way. I wouldn't last a day. I didn't know that I had you to come home to. I can have a good time, but you're never far in my mind. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have you to come. I couldn't live that way. I wouldn't last a day if I didn't know that I had you to come home to. I can have a good time, but you never fall in my mind. I don't know what I'd do if I.
Turned 18, we lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed, and Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. I had a split from the side, clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have it, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna make you uptown. died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but Francie was my name.
Reba McEntire on WRCO Radio and Fancy. Moving on toward weather time, Tony Schumacher will be in with an update to let us know what we can expect for today. That looks like forecast changed a little bit, but it is going to be a little bit on the muggy side as it was yesterday, and a little warm with a possibility of a few showers, but we'll see what he has to say about it. Vernon County Health Department is offering wellness screenings. The screening includes cholesterol and blood sugar levels, offering the screenings on Thursdays from 7:30 until 10:30. A $10 donation is requested but not required. For more information, visit the Vernon County website. For assistance in making an appointment, contact the Vernon County Health Department by phone at 608-637-5251, Monday through Friday from 8:30 until 4:30. Hello, friends. Good morning. Thursday morning. Conway Twitty on the radio.
Somewhere between her blue eyes and jeans, there's a heart that's been broken along with her dreams. Tonight she's out dancing, drinking and thinking, healing a feeling between her blue eyes and jeans. She looks just like an angel in a big old cloud of lonesome, reflecting her memory round a golden wedding ring. And tonight some dance hall doctor might break the chains that lock her to that lonesome old feeling between her blue eyes and jeans. Somewhere between there's a heart that's been broken along with her dream. And tonight some dance hall doctor might break the chains that lock her to that lonesome old feeling between her blue eyes and jeans. There's a heart that's been broken along with her dream. And tonight some dance hall doctor might break the chains that lock her to that lonesome old feeling.
Conway on WRCO's Light in the Mill Cow Show. It's 5 minutes before six. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're tracking a weather system swirling away around the eastern part of Iowa, northwest Illinois, and far southwest Wisconsin with some cloud cover. It's been a few isolated showers with that as well, but they're more numerous into Iowa and Illinois. Still take the umbrellas today. There could be a spotty shower or two popping up. Otherwise, seasonal conditions. Plenty of sun on the way tomorrow with high pressure in control. Should be a typical warm July day. And then turning rather warm and humid over the weekend with south winds pulling in dew points close to 70, so feeling quite sticky. There could be a few isolated showers and thunderstorms with that warm front moving through Saturday. On Sunday, the best chance will be in the northern part of the state. Sunday looks like our hottest day of the period, as the heat index could rise well into the 90s, so take it easy out there. Still on the hot side Monday, but a cold front will march through by Monday night. And behind that, temperatures cooling down just a touch. Otherwise, for today, partly sunny with a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms possible, although most hours should be dry. High temperature about 82. The wind should be light from the east-southeast. Tonight, isolated showers early in the evening, then clearing, patchy fog later, low at 61. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warm with highs in the middle 80s, south wind close to 5. On Saturday, partly sunny, very warm and muggy, low 63, high up to 87, 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. As we head into Sunday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Low temperatures around 69 with a high in the low 90s. Monday mixed skies, still hot and muggy with a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms. Low 70, high of 90. Tuesday partly cloudy and cooler, high 82. And Wednesday looks great, mostly sunny, high at 79 degrees. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Right now in Richland Center, it is 65 degrees. Yesterday, we topped out at 84, the record high for July 11th, 100 in 1936. The record low was marked in 1945 across the region at 44. Last year's high was 80 and the low 63. Sunset will happen at 8:42 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:32. Coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm. Barometer is at 30.03, up slightly from an hour ago. And the skies have turned partly to mostly cloudy. And we're at 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO